Hebrews chapter 11 this morning, please, and we'll be talking about Abraham today. We've been in a series called The Life of Faith, and so today we're going to talk about faith waiting, and that is seen in the life of Abraham. And Abel, we saw faith worshiping, and Enoch, we saw faith walking, and Noah, we saw faith working. And so today we come to one of the great examples of faith in the Bible, and probably the greatest example of faith in the Old Testament, of a man who had faith in God, and that is Abraham. Abraham is very significant in the history of the Bible, and certainly in the history of Israel. When you talk about the patriarchs in the Bible, you're talking about three people primarily. You're talking about Abraham, you're talking about Isaac, and you're talking about Jacob, because through these three, then the nation of Israel came into existence, and we know the nation of Israel today as we know it because of these three men and the promises of God that were given. So these are referred to as the patriarchs in the Bible. So Abraham is one of those great patriarchs that the Bible talks about. In this series, we've talked about the reality of our faith, which is God. Our faith has to be in the right person, and so our faith is in God. The reality of our faith is that we believe in a living God. Our faith is in Him. Then we talked about the root of our faith is hearing the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the very root of our faith is the Bible. It's the truth of God's Word. And so we've talked about that in this series. And then the result of faith that we've talked about is doing the will of God. And all these examples that you find in Hebrews 11, you find those three key ingredients. And on all these examples that we've talked about, the reality of faith, the root of faith, and the result of faith. I'll begin this morning by reading in verse 8, and we'll read through these scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I'm waiting for that too, aren't you? Great, great promise there. Verse 11. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable, as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured, that's very important, were assured of them, embraced them. They had the assurance. They embraced the promises, although they could not see them afar off. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly they had called to mind that country from which they had come out. They would have had opportunity to return. But now they deserve better. That is a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Look at verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Abraham lived about 2,000 years after creation. Abraham is the man of faith that we read about in the Bible who comes after Noah. And so there we are today, about 2,000 years after creation, talking about a man who had faith in God, a man in the New Testament who the Bible says believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. In other words, how were they saved in the Old Testament? The same way we're saved, by faith. They believed in the promises of God. They believed in the truth of God, and so therefore they had a relationship with Him. Abraham is one of those men that we read about in the Old Testament who had a relationship with God. He was a man of faith. He believed God. Over and over again, we see examples of faith from Abraham. Throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we find references to his faith. Speaking about faith, someone said this about faith, that what unbelief does, it puts circumstances between faith and God. But on the other hand, what faith does is to put God between us and our circumstance. And when we do that, then we know that we're on the winning side. And we know that we can do all things through faith. Because why? We're not letting the circumstances dictate to us. We're not looking to focusing on the circumstances, but our focus is on God. And you see that in the lives of these people that we've been talking about here in Hebrews 11. They looked to God rather than the circumstances that they were in. The first point that I want to talk about here today is the practice of faith. So the practice of faith is simply this, that Abraham obeyed God when he did not know where he was going. He did not know where he was going. And we'll talk about the practice of faith here. Has God ever tried, or God ever told you to do something and led you in a direction where you didn't know what in the world God had on his mind? Well, you see, that's where Abraham was. Sometimes we don't know the where. Sometimes we don't know the where of where faith will take us. Abraham didn't know that. Abraham lived in a place called Ur of the Chaldees. That was in Mesopotamia. The Bible tells us that when he was 75 years old, that he left a place called Haran. That was in, that would be modern-day Syria. And the book of Genesis tells us that when he was 75 years old, that along with his wife Sarai, she was Sarai at that time, later his name was changed from Abram to Abraham, her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah, no significance in that. But anyway, when he was 75 years old, he left a place called Iran, located in modern-day Syria, and he traveled down from Syria into what we know as the land of Israel today, what the Bible called the land of Canaan. And that's where God wanted him to go. Now, he didn't know exactly where he was headed. He didn't know where he would wind up. He didn't know the where God would lead him. But that's where God led him. The Bible tells us that when he came into what we know as the land of Canaan, he came to a place between Ai and Bethel. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that when Abraham got there, that he built an altar unto the Lord. And he called out unto the Lord, and he put faith in God and trust in God to the promises that God had made would be a fulfillment in his life. He didn't know the where. That song, hymn that we sang, "Wherever He Leads Me," has always been special, had a special place in my heart, because as a junior in high school, that was really one of the hymns that spoke to me in my early days. And on the day when I surrendered as a junior in high school to be a preacher of the gospel, that was one of the hymns that they sang that day. And I've always thought about that. And, you know, at that time, I never dreamed where God would lead me. I never dreamed, you know, that I'd ever be here and where I am today. But you think about those things. But it is a walk of faith. You may wonder that about your life, where you are today. You may wonder where you are and why you're at the place you are. You never know about those things, but God has a will, and we put faith in His will that we are where we are because that's where God wants us to be. Now, in this story here, the practice of faith, What we see here in this section of Scripture is simply this. We see the promise that God made. The promise that God made to Abraham was this. It was the promise of a nation. It was the promise of a son. It was a promise of the land. And so that's the promise that God gave him. And so the practice of faith was that Abraham obeyed God, that he stepped out in faith. He believed God for the promise of the nation. He believed God for the promise of a son. He believed God for the promise of the land of Israel, the land of Cana that we know. And then secondly, what we see here is the power of faith. And so what the power of faith is seen here in verse 11 and 12, the Bible tells us that Abraham obeyed when he did not know how God would accomplish all of this. He didn't know. He didn't know how God was going to bring all this about, because the Bible tells us that he was as good as dead. Abraham was. What that means is that he was at a place in his life where he was past, you know, up in years where he couldn't have children. He was past that place in his life, that age in his life. And so that's why the Bible said he was as good as dead. Well, he didn't know how God was going to bring this all about, but God did. Now, the patience of faith is this. It's waiting on God. Waiting on God to fulfill his promise. When Abraham left Haran, going into the land of Cana, when God made him the promise of the land, made him the promise of the son, made him the promise of a nation, Abraham was 75 years old. The son Isaac was born when Abraham was 100 years old. So how long did Abraham have to wait for the promise to be fulfilled? He had to wait 25 years. I don't know about you, but waiting is something that I have a hard time with. Of all the disciplines, I guess, of the Christian life, waiting is the hardest. Because, you know, we want things now. We want things on our time schedule. But God doesn't always work on our time schedule. But his time schedule is always perfect. God is never late. God is never early. God is always on time. So I'm asking you today, what are you waiting on? Where are you today? What is it that God is doing in your life that you want that answer right now, but yet, you know, you're having to wait? Well, you see, Abraham had to wait 25 years for that promise to be fulfilled in his life. So what we see here is the power of faith. We see the practice of faith. We see the power of faith. How did God bring this about? Well, God brought it about, you know, through his power. When he was 100 years old, then Isaac was born. Sarah was up in years. And so when she was, you know, in those years, those latter years, Isaac was born. And so we see the power of God that works in situations like this. Romans chapter 4 talks about it. You see, through Jacob, God built the nation through the birth of his 12 sons. That's how this promise is going to be fulfilled. Joseph saved the nation of Israel. You remember they spent all those years down in Egypt, 430 years in Egypt, before Moses led them out of Egyptian bondage. But the significant person there in the Bible where this promise was going to be fulfilled was through Joseph. And how God worked in the life of Joseph when the nation was down in Egypt, before they were led out, you know, out of the bondage there. And then later what Moses would do, Moses would lead them out of Egypt into the land of promise, into the land of Cana. So you see God's promise here working. You see the practice of faith and all these Bible characters that we read about, but also you see the power of faith. You see how God's power can overcome the circumstances. Those circumstances that you put between you and God. Well, you see, God's power is greater than any circumstance. God's power is greater than any difficulty. God's power is greater than our unbelief at times. So that's what you see going on here in the life of Abraham. Then you see the promise of faith. The promise of faith is seen in verses 13 through 16 here. And so the promise of faith was that Abraham believed, he obeyed God when he did not know when this would be fulfilled. He didn't know when this promise would be. So it is that, you know, you see the where is God going to lead Abraham? How is God going to bring it about? And then you see the when of it. And so all that applies to our life. In other words, what is the where of your life? What is the when of your life? What is the how of your life? Those things that you've been praying about. Those things that you've been seeking God about. You know, where is faith in all this? Where does faith come in? Faith comes in what we see in the example of Abraham here. So the promise of faith was he obeyed God, not knowing when this promise would be fulfilled. The important thing is not what we live in, but what we look for. That's the important thing. It's not the circumstances we live in, but it's what we're looking for. What was he looking for? He was looking for that city to come. He was looking for that heavenly city. Now, Abraham was a wealthy man. But what does the Bible say about Abraham in his life? You know what he lived in? He lived in tents. He was a nomad. I mean, he was traveling from place to place, living in tents. God called him to leave his family. God called him to leave, you know, his comfort zone, if you want to say it that way. I mean, you look at his life and you look at all these things. But the important thing here, you know, it's not, you know, what we live in, but it's what we are living for. Through the difficulties of life, through the circumstances of life, through the setbacks of life, through the brokenness of life, I'm looking for that city, amen, whose builder is God. And so that's what we're looking for here. So he didn't know, you know, the when of all this, but it came, you know, the promise was fulfilled 25 years later. And the proof of his faith. The proof of his faith is seen here. And the question we asked here is this, that he didn't know the why. He obeyed God by faith, but he didn't know why. Why God was working the way that he was working. Abraham, God said, I want you to take your son Isaac and I want you to sacrifice him. Why, God? I mean, in Isaac, now Isaac at this point in his life is not a little baby, okay? Isaac is around 20 years old. God spoke to Abraham and he says, what I want you to do is take your son Isaac, take him up to Mount Moriah. That is where later in Chronicles, where the Bible tells us that Solomon built the temple, was on Mount Moriah, the very place where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. Today is controlled by Muslims. If you see pictures of Jerusalem and you see the Dome of the Rock, well, that is the location where Abraham took Isaac to sacrifice him. You see, in Isaac was represented the promise of the nation. And Isaac was represented the promise of the multitude. So why, God? I waited 25 years for you to fulfill the promise. So why now are you asking me to sacrifice the promise? And if you read in the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that Abraham took his son, his only begotten son, is what Genesis says, his begotten son that he loved and that he cherished, up to this mountain to sacrifice him. Why, God? Have you ever wondered why? Why, God, don't you answer this prayer? Why, God, is the timing not the way I want it to be? Why, God, am I in this circumstance? Why, God, are you leading me in this kind of direction? You see, that's where Abraham was. But again, what's the answer? The answer is faith. Faith when we don't know the why. Faith when we don't know the where. Faith when we don't know the when. Faith when we don't know the how of all this is going to be, you know, come together. And that's what Abraham is saying to us here. That's why we're reading this today in the Scripture. This is a great example of biblical faith. The Bible tells us when they were going up to that mountain that Abraham said this to those who was with him before they went up to the mountain. He said, "I and the lad will come again to you." And so he had faith. And the Bible says that when Abraham got up there and he was going to sacrifice Isaac, that God stopped him. And there was a ram caught in the thicket. And what Abraham did was to get that ram and sacrifice that ram. And what God said to Abraham was this: "Abraham, you passed the test. You passed the test of faith. And God provided a sacrifice." You know what that was? That was the first picture of a substitute that you find in the Bible. In other words, it was a picture that one day would be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the substitute for your sin and my sin on the cross of Calvary. And you know what Abraham named that place? He named that place, "The Lord Will Provide." Amen. I read this in preparing for this message today. This was written on the wall of a victim of the German Holocaust. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. And this writing was found, sketched, written on the crumbling walls of his house. Here's what it said: "I believe in the sun, even when it does not shine. I believe in love, even when it does not show. I believe in God, even when He does not speak." Folks, God is not in a hurry. We get in a hurry a lot of times. And Abraham, what you see is faith waiting. Abraham is an example of faith waiting. Believing in God's time, believing in God's care, believing in God's grace, believing that God will make the way. It is believing that God will provide in spite of the circumstance. God will provide. Now, as we bring all this together today, here's what I would say to you. What God will do is this. At times, like Abraham, we'll be tested. But you know what God's doing? God's teaching us lessons about faith. God is working in my life. He'll work in your life to deepen your faith. That's what these tests are all about. But God knows exactly what He's doing. And God knows exactly where you are this morning. He does. He knows where you are. He knows what's in your heart. God knows what you're waiting on. God knows what you're praying for. God knows what the circumstance is. And God is able. So what faith is, our faith is a positive response to the promises of God. When the circumstances are overwhelming, when we don't know the when, what, where, how, why, when we don't know any of that, faith is a positive response to the promises that God has made to you. The great promise of the Bible is this: if you come to me, then you'll find salvation. Come to me and be saved. Put your faith and trust in me. If you've never done that, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that today. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Christian friend, faith is waiting. Faith is worshiping. Faith is walking with God. Faith is working for God. But faith, as seen in Abraham, is waiting on God. You know when Abraham got in trouble? When he got ahead of God. Do you remember the story of Hagar in the Bible? You know what Abraham and Sarah did? They got impatient. They lost their focus. They wanted to bring this promise about, you know, in their way. And so they got off track. Wait on God. He's always on time. Let's stand together for our invitation. Lord, we just thank you today for your word. We thank you for this great story in the Bible. Father, these are not fairy tales. These are not just stories made up, but these are real stories. Abraham was a real man. And Father, today as we think about Abraham, we think about his life today. We think about our own life. We think about what the life of faith is. The life of faith is worshiping you. The life of faith is walking with you. The life of faith is working for you. But the life of faith is also waiting. And Lord, I know it's hard for us to be patient. We're not built that way. We want everything right now. We want everything just the way we want it. And a lot of times it doesn't work that way. But God, we thank you that you're in control. We thank you today that you have a time, you have a schedule, and we just know that you're working. And Father, even when we can't see it, and we don't understand it, you are still working. And Lord, for whatever circumstance it is in the life of your people today, I pray that you'd encourage them to know that you are working. That you do hear their prayers, that you know exactly where they are, and that you will give them the help that they need, because you will provide. Father, for those who need to come today to trust Christ as Savior, I pray that they would step out from where they are, respond to this invitation this morning, and coming to Christ and putting their faith and trust in Him. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together, please.
Have thine own way.